Welcome to the Truth to You Daily Podcast, a podcast designed for teenagers who want to learn more about God's Word and how it impacts our daily lives. Journey with us as we set out to explore God's timeless truth one day at a time. Hello, welcome back to the podcast. It is March 4th. It is a Thursday, and God is on the throne, and all of His people say amen. Boy, just so excited about the opportunities that lay before us in the month of March, and I hope that you're as enthusiastic as I feel today, just knowing that the Lord is sovereign and He's in control. And He can lead us, and He's got plans for us this month and even this day. So let's go ahead and jump right into our memory verse. And this is a new one for us as we chart out the next few days in the week. But Psalm 94 and verse 19. I know I've read this verse before, but this is a fantastic verse. It's short, but the meaning here is so good for everyday Christian living. And let me go ahead and read it. Psalm 94 and verse 19. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. So just for a second, the multitude of my thoughts. The psalmist said, there's a ton of thoughts that I have, Lord. Just a ton. And I mean, who cannot identify with that, right? I mean, the thoughts that we have throughout the day, I can't even remember now. There was a number I remember reading, the thoughts that we think, the different, and there was somebody put a number to it, the average human, I guess. But we think a lot. I mean, we think focused thoughts. Sometimes they're abstract thoughts. Sometimes they're distracted thoughts. We've got things running through our brain all day long. But notice what the psalmist says here, but thy comforts delight my soul. So in other words, Lord, I think a multitude of thoughts. There's a multitude of thoughts within me, but really when it comes down to it, those things which delight my soul are thy comforts. And what would be considered thy comforts? Well, I would suggest that promises of God and His Word. I would suggest that really anything in His Word can comfort our heart, and it really embracing godly thoughts, embracing Christ-like thoughts. Those are the things that will bring comfort to us. When we dig deep and try to, you know, pull something out of our own, you know, vain philosophies and thinking, you know, those truly are not the things that bring peace or that comfort us. It is thy comforts. It's the Lord's comforts. A little bit more of an explanation there in the verse, but Psalm 94 and verse 19, this is what we're going to be focusing on the next week. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Let's go ahead to Psalm 54. That's where we're at. And Psalm 54 and verse 1 says this, save me, O God, by thy name, and judge me by thy strength. You know, the significance of this particular psalm, this verse here, I don't think can be overstated. And you notice right inside this verse, we have a phrase, save me, O God, by thy name. You know, sometimes we see it a little differently in Scripture. Maybe it's save me, Lord, by thy power, or save me by thy mighty arm. We see different things here, but I'd like to just propose a question to you, and that is the title of this devotional, What's in a Name? Now, I have to say I'm playing off just a little bit of a popular line written by William Shakespeare in his classic story of Romeo and Juliet. This is going back to high school days, of course, when I was forced to read this. But at any rate, what's happening? In that story, Juliet has lost the love of her life, and she basically, she's asking Romeo, what's in a name, right? She's looking at him. Of course, you had the Capulets, right? And you had these two families that are in opposition to each other, and she says, let's just throw away the the stigmas that are attached to this relationship, and let's just what does a name matter anyway? Well, I think that David would take issue with that assertion, what's in a name, because Psalm 54 here, David is imparting the significance of the Lord's name here. In fact, that is the focus of what he's saying. He's talking about how special a name is. You know, when David thought of his heavenly Father, he thought of one who had all power and could do anything. Everything David knew the Lord to be was wrapped up in the wonderful name of the Lord. And David knew that there was no other to appeal to in time of joy or distress than that of the Lord. Thus, he appeals to the name of the Lord here. He says, "Save me, O God, by thy name." Lord, everything that your name represents is part of my appeal. I'm appealing to your name. And so we go back to that statement, that popular statement, what's in a name? Well, David would say everything. You know, everything is represented in the name of the Lord. Anything that we could want, anything that we could desire, and yet all of the Lord's plans for us, and boy, so much. When we hear the name of the Lord, boy, it ought ring special in our hearts, because it just represents perfection. It represents just marvelous work, and so forth and so on. So anyway, I hope that thought is helpful to you today. You know, the name of God is not something that ought to be treated lightly or taken in vain, but rather it's something to treasure, and that should strike wonder in our hearts when we hear it. And so let's consider the name of the Lord precious and remember just what it represents to us. Before we go, I want to mention our teenager of the day. And it is not actually a teenager at all, because this week we are praying for our youth workers. And so today, I hope that you will pray for Brother Nathan. And he just does so much for our youth group and has for so long. And just thankful for his leadership, thankful for his testimony in so many areas. And yet he needs prayer, just like we all do. And so pray for Brother Nathan today, and you know, maybe make a point, let him know how much you appreciate him and all that he has done and how he has helped in the youth group. All right, well, that's all we've got for today. We'll be back again tomorrow as we look at Psalm 55, and I do hope you'll join us. Take care.